everyone. My name is Mia, and you're listening to UCSC Slugcast, brought to you by the Division of Student Affairs and Success. Today, we're going to be talking about Merrill College. Merrill College was established in 1968 as the fourth college at UCSC. The college's theme, Cultural Identities and Global Consciousness, helps students to understand the nature of cultural identity by examining relationships between societies of the world and their struggles to preserve their cultures. The college was founded with a focus aimed at exploring cultural identities and raising global consciousness, focusing on third world countries and the United States' role in the global community. Now let's go check out what some Merrill affiliates have to say about Merrill College. What's your name and then your year?
My name's Bridget and I'm a first year.
Crawford, second year.
My name is Natika and I'm a first year. And
then what's your favorite thing about being a Merrill affiliate?
I love like the kind of people I hang around with, my roomies.
Yeah, it's just like a big, nice community secluded from all the other people. So it's kind of nice in that way where you can just find like people who really you really want to hang out with and make time with.
I love the new buildings because they're very clean and I was impressed with like how modern they looked when I first came on. But in a more broad sense, as Natika said, I love all the sunlight that we get up here. I love the crisp air. I love how many trees we have. I love how the turkeys and the deer come up here and they graze on the main field. And also I love Merrill Market and I get my little coffee every morning. And that's just like one of the best parts of my day.
The environment, it's way cooler than any other college. The woods are right here. There's lots of cool animals.
And then what's your favorite thing to do around or at Merrill?
My favorite thing to do is, as I said, go to Merrill Market and get like a matcha latte with oat milk and sit and look at all the nature and breathe in the crisp air.
I heard the pottery co-op. I've yet to go, but I'm excited to go. And I also like just hanging out on the lawn, right? Just the sun and basking in it. I feel like you get the cleanest air here. It's like the highest point in campus.
Last year when I lived in the Merrill dorms, my roommates and I would go out onto the lawn and we'd just like throw a ball around. That was like a nice stress relief during finals week.
And then what does the theme cultural identities and global consciousness mean to you?
It just means like being socially aware, kind of aware of your surrounding. Not everything is cut and dry, black and white. It's like kind of like learning that empathetic like voice. Like you're not like all not set in stone. There's people around you that you should learn their experiences and how they view the world. And yeah, I just use that as a way to like gain an understanding of different people around me.
The theme sort of encapsulates everything about forming a collective experience in one place where everybody comes from a different place and you sort of have to like navigate the intricacies of meeting so many new people with so many new perspectives. As I said, we're all having this collective experience where we're all from different places, but yet we're all experiencing the exact same thing and we're living all together. And so the Merrill theme to me just means forming one collective experience amongst so many different ones.
What it means to me is that everybody's experience has some form of nuance. And depending on who you ask, you will get that little bit of nuance in what they think. If by comparing everybody's little nuances, you can sort of look at how has something affected a whole group of people. Do all these nuances have like a similar theme, or is everybody affected by something differently?
Something pretty awesome about Merrill is the field study program. The field study program combines field and classroom components. It's a 10-week program and you can earn up to 2 or 5 credits depending on the hours of field work you do. Students in the program can work in the community with specific goals and tasks or design their own research questions and engage in qualitative social science research. Unlike other internship programs, Merrill's field study program emphasizes projects that may not directly relate to a student's major field of study. If there is space, students from other colleges can join the Merrill Field Study course. If you're interested in the program or want to know more about where students have conducted research before, you can contact Mike Protkin at openup@ucsc.edu, or you can check out Merrill's website. Now, of course, I want to mention some study spots in Merrill. So, personally, I love the Merrill Quad. I wish I spent more time there because it's so beautiful. I think the thing that drags people away is the hike up, but the lawn is really nice, and most of the time I see people picnicking, sunbathing, or studying there. Also, in the Quad, there's plenty of tables. Some of the tables are the newer ones with solar-powered outlets, perfect for getting some studying done outside. If you prefer being inside, especially with the cooler weather coming in, Merrill has a couple of study spaces to choose from. You can check out Casa Latina or the Charles E. Merrill Lounge. I think both are pretty great. I think if you're looking for a more quiet place, Casa Latina is probably it for you. And if you want a space where you can chat with friends, I would say the Charles E. Merrill Lounge. I also want to highlight the Merrill Market. The Merrill Market is a fairly new market open on campus. It offers snacks, drinks, and coffee. I always end up stopping in there whenever I'm in Merrill for a quick cup of coffee. And I think it's pretty accessible because it's right in the quad. Also, it accepts your meal plan, so I would recommend going and checking it out. The last thing and a pretty awesome thing about Merrill that I want to mention is the Pottery Co-op. The co-op was founded in 1970, and it's a student-run ceramics cooperative. The membership is a first-come, first-served basis, and every school year there's limited opportunities to apply. I believe the applications for the co-op are already over, but next school year it'll reopen and you can apply for a membership. But if you still want to see what the co-op is up to, you can stop by, or you can check out their Instagram at Merrill Pottery Co-op. I'm so glad you listened along today. Again, my name is Mia, and you're listening to UCSC Slugcast, brought to you by the Division of Student Affairs and Success. For more Slugcast information and episodes, follow us on Spotify or Instagram at UCSC Slugcast.